metal roof, that dining room and kitchen that was built in about 23, 24. Mm-hmm. I was raising that part of it. Then they took away the palmetto part. The old house, two-story house where I was raised. I come there when I was 3 years old.
Yeah. Now, the cistern water, you said you called off the...
Yeah, you know what a cistern is.
Uh-huh.
Well, they put a gutter to that cistern. They put a gutter all the way around the house. And then they put a little extension to that cistern.
Yeah.
And they had a nice clean cover on top of the cistern. And you catch your water in there, and you had a faucet, and that's the water we drink. Cistern water. Then for utilities in the kitchen, you drink well water, and you'd pump it up with a pump.
When you have a house and an L, and what do you call the place where the two come together? You know, the water would run off there.
That's
you ever seen that? You know, where a house and an L would come together.
It'd
be kind of a deep
Might come to me.
Well, did you have a place where y'all would store tools or knickknacks or odds?
Sure, we called it a cotton house because you could call it a tool house or a cotton house. But the one we had at our house, we'd call it a cotton house because in cotton season, that's where we'd store our cotton.
Yeah.
You know, like you pick, you'd store maybe up to 5,000 pound of cotton before we'd sack it up and take it to the market, you see. We'd
put it in bales, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but you had to store it at your homes. Come see, sweet. For a while, I mean, you couldn't take it to the gin till you had a bale is about 1,600-1,700 pounds. A bale is about 1,600-1,700 pounds. Well, when you get one, two, or three bales, well then, Papa had a little frame made, and you'd put a grass sack in there, and you'd, you know, have a nail. He'd cut the head of a nail off, and put it all around there, and you'd put that sack. And you know, I was little, he'd put me in there, and then he'd pick up cotton, and you'd sack the cotton up. You'd sack up the cotton, and then you'd load your wagon, take it to the gin, and have the gin. Well, then, in general, Mr. Dyson would keep the bale of cotton there until you wanted to sell it. Either take it to town and sell it, put it on his boat, either took it to the sale and sell it, or sell it to him. That's the way it was handled. Most time you owed your crop to the grocery store, though, in those days. You'd buy on credit. There was no such a thing as easy payments or like they got today. If you wanted to buy anything and you didn't have the money, you had to get what they called security. You had to go around and tell a guy, well, will you sign security for me? Like, and if you had a home and it was paid for, well, you'd put your John Henry down for your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't pay it, well, you sold your home and paid for it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of way it was handled. Sometimes you had a hard job getting security if your name wasn't too good.
Uh-huh.
But that's up until '30s, that's the way it went. And we had no such a thing as easy payments in those days.
Now, the other buildings you had on the farm, what about a big building you would have to store things in?
Well, that would have been the barn. That was about the biggest building we had, was a great big barn that stored Pop's corn and popcorn and potatoes. It was one, you know, divided division.